hepatitis is really a major global health issue. It's really underappreciated. It's called the silent epidemic because you can become infected and then have no symptoms for decades before developing cirrhosis or cancer. We estimate that about 500 million people have chronic hepatitis B or C, and about 1.4 million of them die each year, either from cirrhosis, cancer, or from acute hepatitis. So clearly a serious health problem that's not appreciated at the global level or at the country level.
How do people get infected with hepatitis?
There's actually five different types of hepatitis, and that's part of the problem, is it's such a complicated set of issues. But there's basically two modes of transmission. It's either through contaminated water or food, and that's for hepatitis A and E, and then the other hepatitis, B, C, and D, are through blood, exposure to contaminated blood, either through blood transfusions, through unsafe injections, either in a healthcare setting or among injecting drug users. It can be transmitted from a mother to child, and it can be transmitted sexually. So a number of different transmission routes, and we can prevent it. We can prevent hepatitis A and B with vaccination, and we can change behaviors. We can screen blood to make sure that it's screened for hepatitis B and C. So there's a number of things we can do to prevent it, but it is complicated because it's not just one thing you have to get right. You have to get a number of things right to deal with the various routes of transmission and with the various hepatitis viruses.
Those people that are infected with the chronic hepatitis B and C, some of them are not even aware that they have the disease, is my understanding. So in these cases, what do they do to see if they have that?
That's right. Most people in the world who have chronic hepatitis B or C do not know. It's easy to diagnose. A simple blood test will do it. Part of the reason that more people aren't being tested is that healthcare workers don't, like doctors, don't always understand how serious of an issue it is. In the United States recently, they've changed the policy and are now recommending that anyone born between 1945 and 1965 be tested for hepatitis C as a way of getting more people tested. A lot of work has to be done, but it is easy to diagnose, and there are now medicines that can either control it or can actually cure it. And there's new medicines that will be coming out in the next year or two that will be easier to take and that will have a higher cure rate, especially for hepatitis C.
Are there any particular countries where hepatitis is an epidemic?
It's a worldwide problem, and certain parts of the world are more affected than others. For hepatitis B, it's really in Asia and Africa, and similarly for hepatitis C. Egypt is the country that's most affected for hepatitis C. 10% of its population with chronic hepatitis C infection. They have done tremendous work in the last few years to scale up their hepatitis treatment program, treating approximately 200,000 patients. But they realize that they need to do more. In addition to treatment, they need to be addressing prevention of hepatitis to prevent new infections from happening. So they're developing a new plan that is a bit more comprehensive, that continues treatment scale-up, but also incorporates prevention.
With the release of this report, how do you think world leaders will respond and try to make prevention of hepatitis a priority?
I think one important element that countries is to get a better sense of how serious the problem is in a country. And the way they do that is by doing surveys, by analyzing the data. Because that's one of the reasons that it's not addressed, is that countries don't have their own data on how serious it is. There's no surveillance going on. Without that data, it's hard to convince political leaders to pay more attention to it. So we're hoping that by highlighting this and by some of the tools that we'll be developing that will help countries to strengthen their surveillance systems, I think once we have good, solid data at a country indicating how serious hepatitis B or C is, and I think you can convince leaders more easily and you can plan your hepatitis control activities more comprehensively.